Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Fighter's Voice with Don McGuire and the United Way Merced.
What up, it's your boy Sloan Bone of the Mo Thugs Movement, part of the Bone Thugs and Harmony family tree, the 86ers brand ambassador. Check it out though, listen. In a world full of followers, be proud to be different. Be an 86er. So what I need y'all to do is go to the 86ers.net. We got the dopest apparel, men and women. Everything you need for a fresh start. I'm talking tees, zip-ups, tanks, hoodies, and the best hats at a price nobody can match. I'ma ask you this though. What do your clothes say about you? If you don't know, come to the 86ers.net and find yourself out. And a special shout out to Don McGuire, the host of The Fighter's Voice. Salute, big homie.
Welcome to The Fighter's Voice. I'm your host, Don McGuire. You know, you want to talk about perseverance, pride, and integrity. Christine was going to cancel, but instead, she's going to do the show live while she's running on the treadmill. So I apologize if you hear background noise, but we've got her on the show, and I'm very grateful for that. With that being said, welcome Christine Ferrari to the show. Christine, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm just glad I got you on the show, to be quite honest with you. I know you're running, your schedule's a little bit messed up, but we got you on here, so I won't take too much of your time, but I will take some of it. You know, April 6th, you're set to face Britt Marsh. You know, you look at that aspect of you, Christine. I've known you for a long time. You know, we go back quite a few years. I've watched you from WSOF to Invicta to other aspects. What is it about bare-knuckle boxing that's truly enthralling?
I love it. You can't hide. You have to have great technique, great timing, great defense, great offense. It's something that, like, I feel like in other combat sports, you can lack on some technique. In this one, you cannot, not even a little bit. So I like it. It's so pure and raw. And it's like the first combat sport that ever, you know, was on earth. So bare knuckle boxing, before anybody knew how to throw anything, they knew how to throw a punch. So, and it's the first.
Well, from Muay Thai to boxing to MMA, now to bare knuckle boxing, would you say that you found a sport that truly defines you, Christine?
Oh, absolutely. I love this. I love boxing. I fell in love with boxing ever since I started training it after my Invicta fight with Karina Rodriguez. I just knew that there was a lot of speed and technique and finesse to my style and footwork missing that the MMA world and Muay Thai world doesn't teach you. So I threw myself into straight up in there with real boxers, and that was a really big eye-opener to what I was missing in my game.
Yeah. You know, you could sit back, and a lot of people could be judgmental and look at records and things like that, but in my 23 years of being in this business, I've never met a fighter like you, one that I see continuously growing, one that is under the tutelage of Dewey Cooper and some other greats in the sport. You know, I'm seeing an aspect of you that I don't see in many fighters. I see growth, I see determination, I see perseverance. What was it that came along the way that truly keeps you going and keeps building? Because I've watched your fan base grow, I've watched your mentality change, I've watched you become more focused. What was that aspect in your life that allowed you to become the warrior you are today?
Well, I started all this gym stuff to change my life. to get me off the streets, to get me out of a destructive lifestyle. Started from there. And then I was in a regular gym, saw a boxing or a Muay Thai gym, Sancho gym. Walked in there, thought I could beat up anybody. I was an undefeated street fighter. Got found out I couldn't fight. And then just the way people looked at me, didn't think I would make it, thought I was a joke. You know, this is just some punk-ass girl that couldn't complete anything. So I think it started that way, you know, for me wanting to improve. But then I saw myself grow and be able to change and mold myself into a better person and an athlete. So if I can do that from what I was, what more can I achieve? You know? So
yeah.
I think I can fight the best and beat the best, you know, as long as I try and put everything into it. So that's what keeps me going.
Yeah.
I know I can be the best.
Well, you know, I'm not gonna argue with you because I've watched it. I've watched the transition of you, Christine. I've known you for several years now, and it's tremendous because, you know.
Thank you.
One of your best outings in a lot of aspects was when you beat Rachel Ostovich. You showed determination. You showed growth. You showed an aspect of warrior that not many young warriors show. Now, you talk about the obstacles that got you into the sport.
Yeah.
Once you got into the sport, you met somebody that truly transitioned and changed your life. How much has your other half added to you, Christine, as a warrior moving forward and instilled and gave you that intent? How has she helped you in that way?
My partner, she's a very unique individual that has taught me how to not hold on to bullshit like the pack. So she's like that kind of like, okay, happy-go-lucky. She, I do some bullshit to her, she doesn't hold it against me. She's like, okay, you did something stupid and moves on. See, I had never had that before with somebody. If I did something wrong, I was always super ridiculed for it or, you know, consequences, like, hardcore. So she taught me how to be forgiving and just move on. Shit happens, you know? So that's the, probably the key thing that she has been in my life. And learning not to be so emotional about shit. Just, okay, move on. Someone hurt you, move on. That's what I learned from her. She helps me just let go of any crap. She's a super strong woman.
Would you say between the correlation between her and Coach Dewey Cooper, there's a new defined warrior in yourself, Christine?
Absolutely. Dewey just, he put the cherry on top. So he was he's the missing piece. He was the missing piece to this whole thing for me. And yeah, I mean, he's giving me things that I didn't even know I needed to add to me, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, the last time I had you, Coach Dewey, on the show, he said that you were probably a freak of nature. He said you were meant to be born in the 50s or 60s, that you were meant to be a boxing champion. And he said that you were one of the few fighters that he ever had truly seen this type of aspect or growth in. You know, we talked about it then, but what, you know, after that show and that talk that with me and you had, what did it truly mean to you? What did you take back? Because you said you were going to go back to the gym and you were going to have a talk with Coach about the sentiments that he shared about you. How much closer did that bring you guys together as a team, as a unit?
Well, I didn't actually talk to him about it. I get really, like, embarrassed about stuff like that. I kind of just, like, keep it inside and just try to be the best person I can or be the best I can in practice for him. You know what I mean? Like, he expects the best out of me I want him always to be happy with my performance. So just that for him to think that of me, he's a legend. So him believing in me and speaking that way of me just makes me want to be the best every single day. And he expects it, you know. So I have such a high respect for him. I don't really talk like that to him because it's just, I don't know. It's just weird.
Yeah, it's known, right?
Yeah, it's just weird. I don't know. It's just, I respect him so highly. He's like, he's just someone I respect so highly. I just kind of ask him questions and do my thing, you know, try not to get too petty or girly on him.
Yeah, I feel you there. You know, I love him because I think he's one of the few trainers and coaches that I've ever heard say that I don't know why my fighters train with me. And you know,
wow.
You know, you got the right, you know, you got the right somebody when he pays more homage to his fighters than he does himself. You know, like I said, I've seen a lot of growth in you. I've seen your fan base grow. I've seen a lot of confidence. You know, you're set to face Britton Hart April 6th in Biloxi, Mississippi for Bare Knuckle Fighting Championships. What does this fight mean to you?
It's American title. It's what I love about this fight is, no, it's the very first title ever in combat sports that was ever created. And by John L. Sullivan, the guy who started all this. So just to be able to be the first girl to get this title, fight for this title, means a lot because fighters, we're a different breed. And to be able to follow in the footsteps of another champion, especially one that, you know, to begin this for women, you know, it means a lot. And I'm not going to let another opportunity slip by. I have two losses as a pro, and they were unnecessary. I won't get another one. People can look at those fights and say whatever they want, but I had no coaches for those fights. I have coaches now. I have a team. I have a great support system. And if I would have had that back then, I would have ran through my previous opponents. So,
you know, I'm not going to ask you a hard question because I generally don't, but on a post, you know, because I do a lot with Bare Knuckle, on a post, and I know you'll remember this, you know, I said I would like to see you. Other people were also saying that they would like to see you fight Beck Rollins, and you said you wouldn't fight a paper champ. So theoretically, if you beat Britton Hart, okay, would you face a paper champion?
The thing is I've tried to fight her several times. She hasn't taken the fight because she knows she's going to get her ass beat. And I'm tired of waiting for it. The thing is, if she's a coward. She's taken, I mean, you just look at her fights. You know what I'm saying? So I just feel like, I mean, I'm probably going to eventually fight her. But it's like, why didn't you take the fight 2 fights ago? You know, why wouldn't you, why you just keep ducking? Now I'm going to fight, I won. Now I'm going to fight a girl that just lost to Beck. And I'm going to beat her badly and show everyone again that I deserve the shot against Beck. We're not even on the same level. Beck is not even a striker. If you look at her MMA records, she has her finishes by submission. She thinks she's a stand-up fighter. But when she faces me, and when she knows when she faces me, she's going to get dealt with. So,
well, I feel you, and I don't mean to cut you off. I feel you, but, you know, I had Beck Rollins on my show. And, you know, the thing that she first admit was, she wasn't a boxer when she got into Bare Knuckle. She doesn't consider herself a boxer. She said she's learning as she goes. So that in that aspect, it gives you more of an edge. I mean, so it's a reason. That's the reason a lot of the fans want to see that fight because you see the growth of you, Christine. You see what you've been able to, you know, do for the sport, and what you're creating daily in the sport. You know, and I think that's why the fans wanted to see that champion, you know, championship fight between you and Beck. You know, and like you said, it's going to happen. It's going to have to happen. But, you know, with Arnold Adams, like he said, you know, becoming the champion in the sport and getting the John L. Sullivan belt, he said there's something that they can't take away from him. He was the first African-American ever to win that belt. And so he is now established as a foundation in bare knuckle boxing. What will it mean for Christine to become another pillar, another block in that foundation of bare knuckle boxing in the United States in the new era?
It'll mean everything to me. I mean, I've been wanting to be a champion. You know, waiting for my opportunity. I work hard. I don't cut corners. I don't take shortcuts, and that's what kind of example I want to set as a fighter for the upcoming fighters and, you know, whoever else looks to me for inspiration, you know, and for myself to keep me going, you know, on a positive path. It's a good thing. It's a positive thing. You know, you can make it a positive, like being a champion, a positive thing. It doesn't have to be negative. It doesn't have to be, you know, toxic, you know. I just know that once I get that belt, I'm gonna train my ass off to keep it until I retire.
You know what?
That's when I go for the world title. I know the American title. Once I get the American title, I'll have to give it up once I take it to Beck. So, well, I'll defend the world title over and over and over.
And that's what I like about you. You know, I go back to, like I said earlier in your career, going back to your Invicta debut and your fight against Ostrovich. You know, you proved to the world that you could beat somebody that they said you couldn't. You came into bare knuckle and you're proving to the world. You know, I've seen several statements that say that you have the heart and the mentality to become one of the best female world champions in bare knuckle boxing. And this is coming from several reporting agencies. What does that mean to you, Christine, knowing that the transformation is happening, you're getting the recognition, but you're getting it in such a short period of time? How hard is it for you to handle all the accolades?
It's something that it just keeps me working hard. It's not hard to handle. It's just I've always worked hard, and I've always trained for the best. You know what I mean? So I've always thought that I've always thinking of I'm going to fight Chris Cyborg. That's who I always have in my mind in all my camps. I don't have Bret Hart in my mind. I do, but in my mind, she hits as hard as Chris Cyborg. So I need all my defense and offense needs to be on point 100%. You know, so I've always been getting ready for the best my whole career. So it's not any pressure that I haven't always put on myself since day one, you know.
Most definitely. And you've done a tremendous job ever since I've known you. I've watched the growth of you, as I said before. You know, what does it mean for you to have people like Chris Holiday and Team Misfits? What does it mean for Tristan Burr to have that type of core unit around her?
Oh, man, I love Chris Holiday. That guy's hella cool. We support each other, like, all the time. Like, whenever I'm down, he brings me up. Whenever he's down, I bring him up. You know, he's a great guy. Love him. Just, you know, like Misfits. Just these people that aren't supposed to make it. People that aren't whoever, whatever the world expects of you. We are our own people. We are ourselves. We're real, no matter what. You know, so those are the kind of people I surround myself with and the only people I feel comfortable around. Also comfortable around that fake shit, you know. So I love it, and I'm grateful for everybody that I have around me that supports me. I love everybody that does, you know.
Well, you know, your dedication is surely noted. You know, to my listeners, Christine was going to cancel on me, and I called her and I said, you're not fucking canceling on me. And
I'm lacking carbs, okay? Don.
She said, but I got to run my schedule, you know, because she's so dedicated to the sport. She's doing the show while she's on a treadmill, so if it sounds kind of awkward, it's because of the dedication and the perseverance of the warrior that she truly is. You know, I met you several years ago, like I stated earlier, and I see where you're at now. You know, what, if anything, would you say is the greatest intent that you've taken away from the opportunities that Dave Feldman has given you and Bare Knuckle Fighting Championships has bestowed upon you?
Oh, man. He thinks I'm crazy. But I don't mean to. I'm very. He may think I'm ungrateful. He may think I'm not. You know, that I'm not grateful for all of this. He has no clue how grateful I am. And when I go into that squared circle every time, I promise he's gonna be smiling when I leave, because I'm gonna put on one of the best shows all night in the ring. So I show my appreciation through my performances, and he's given me such an opportunity. He's paying me great, better than I've ever been paid. I'm okay every day financially because of him. So I am very grateful for him and never want to mess up my opportunities. But sometimes my mouth gets a little, I cut weight and I have to talk. It's not a good thing, but I am so grateful he came up with this idea and put it together. I know there's a lot of work behind it, all the staff, everybody, you know, everybody at Bare Knuckles, great Mork, Goldsmith, Kat, Dave Feldman, everybody that I've dealt with. It's been awesome, you know, and it was the greatest feeling of adrenaline and everything when I got to perform. And I'm going to leave it all in there. And I'll show Dave that I'll show him how grateful I am through my performances and what I give to his promotion. You know, I can say I'm grateful and all this, but actions speak louder than words. You know, I dedicate my whole being to get in there, put it all on the line when I toe the line, you know? So.
You know, I really feel you on that because I hope Dave Feldman don't mind me saying this. You know, I was recently in a car wreck on my way to shoot Invicta, and you know, I hurt myself quite severely to where I need a couple of surgeries. But thing of it is, it happened on the 15th of last month.
Oh, no.
But the thing of it is a lot of the promotions that I've worked for 23 years, a lot of the aspects that I worked for 23 years, really didn't reach out, really didn't, you know, ask me how I was doing. Then here you got Dave Feldman, hits me up and says, what's your address? I want to send some money to you. You know, and I don't even know the man.
Yeah.
You know, so what does it mean to you, Christine, to have a promotion that you can truly believe in, that truly is out actually for the fighter and not for their pocket?
Yeah, I don't even know. It's crazy. I really thought it was over for me, you know, and then Bare Knuckle comes, you know, and they're treating the fighters right, paying us right, you know, taking care of us. I mean, anything I ask for, anything I need, within reason, Dave's all about it. As long as he's helping me and, you know, I'm being the best fighter I can be, he that's what he wants. That's what he really wants, you know. So,
well,
I mean,
to be quite honest with you, I think Dave Feldman has given you a platform that you've been looking for all along.
Mm-hmm.
I think Bare Knuckle Fighting Championships is truly an aspect of yourself that you really didn't even know was truly you until you stepped into the square circle and you proved your point.
You're absolutely right.
I think it's created a new warrior, a new aspect in you. You know, I think Artem Lobov said it best, you know, why wouldn't I fight for Bare Knuckle Fighting Championships when they're an organization that pays me better than the UFC did and pays me better than most fighters in the UFC? You know, it goes to show you that, you know, back to the first phone call I ever had with Dave Feldman, was he liked that I was willing to go against the grain. He liked that I was willing to be different. And when I called Boss Rudin out for the Bare Knuckle Fighting Federation for not paying their fighters, you know, he reached out and we talked on the phone, and here I am interviewing his fighters. And it's been a tremendous aspect to my life. You know, Christine, Britton Hart, he had to make a statement to the sport about what they can expect April 6th in Biloxi, Mississippi. What would that statement be?
Wow. Huh. Man, there's so many. I don't know. Just.
Homie, just say what you gotta say.
So, just I'm gonna show that girls could fight their ass off with technique, with skill, with fight IQ, with power, with knockout power. And just great athletic abilities, you know, like sometimes I still feel like women are not respected fully, and I just want to show that we're badasses too. We you know, I don't know, no, we're great fighters, and I everything's gonna show through action, you know what I mean?
You know,
April 6th.
Arnold Adams kind of brought it up, and I brought it up earlier. But, you know, you're creating a legacy for yourself. But not only are you creating a legacy for yourself, but like I said earlier, you're putting a stone in that foundation of a new era of bare-knuckle boxing. You know, we know back to 1836, and now Dave's brought back this magnificent aspect of it. You know, They can take your legacy or they can taint your legacy, but they can't taint what's written in the history books. What does it feel like for you to know that you're going to be in the history books when somebody that loves the sport goes back and looks? They're going to see your name in the beginning of the sport. What does that mean to you when you sit back and you just think about what you've accomplished?
It's great because I think back to how I felt when I saw Chris Cyborg do what she was doing, you know, and how I felt and how it inspired me, you know, to work hard as hell. So it's inspiring to my, you know what I mean? It's great. Like, you know, cause I know how I felt when I looked to the females, you know, to like specifically Chris Cyborg, she's always been someone I loved, you know? So just, I feel like she's the first person who came out like hardcore female, you know? So this is kind of like hard, you know, bare knuckles, you know, it's tough, you know? So it's for the women to look to me one day as I looked at someone, it means a lot, you know? And I'm grateful and just happy about that.
You know, I got just a couple more questions for you, Christine, and I'll let you get. You know, I met you back before you were fighting in the cage. I met you many years ago, and then, you know, I played a little part in your career as far as shooting and things of this nature. Right. To watch you grow to this magnitude, I'm proud of you, you know. I'll be the first to say it. I'm truly proud of you because you've done it with pride, passion, and perseverance. You know, now in this new chapter, as we said earlier, that bare knuckle really was your calling and you didn't realize it until you were there and it's defined you. So we'll call it the rebirth of Christine. But let's say you had to write a paragraph in a journal.
Mm-hmm.
What would that first statement be about what bare knuckle fighting and bare knuckle fighting championships means to Christine Ferrer?
The first sentence you said of a paragraph.
Yeah.
Just it's changed my life and given me hope, you know, as a fighter to be a completed fighter because I felt like I was going to be an incomplete fighter. I feel like it's given me hope and completed my mission as in life as a fighter. You know, So this is where I'm going to lay my legacy and be the best I can be, you know.
I think you're going to do that. I really do. I've watched you grow so much. It's been tremendous. You know, that's one thing a lot of people don't know about me is, you know, I get to shoot the fighters. I get to interview the fighters, but we create relationships and we become friends. And that's one thing that I'm blessed. I mean, you had another show to do at 8 o'clock, which it's already 8 o'clock, but yet you're still online, so I appreciate that. But April 6th is going to be a tremendous card. It's a stacked card. You know, you already gave your thoughts about what you're going to do that night and what you're going to prove. What would you like your major takeaway other than a win? Because you know what? I know a lot about you, and I know you want to be a champion. But
yes.
That isn't what keeps you in the sport.
Yes.
What truly, would you say, actually, what truly keeps you in this sport? And would you say, you know, even if you don't win a belt, which I highly doubt, is that the reason you're really in the sport?
Well, you know, it's the everyday training. It's watching the kids learn. It's watching my fellow teammates succeed, achieve, overcome, the unity. It's a whole lifestyle. This is a lifestyle. This isn't just a, oh, I win, I stop. We live this every single day. Without this, I am lost. So this is, it's, no matter if I become a champion or what I achieve in the sport, you know, I just, it's a life. Everybody who is in this knows that it's what we do every day that matters. When we get up, we go to training no matter what. No matter how tired we are, no matter if we want to or not. You know, by the time we get there, we're like, oh, shit, you know, I'm glad I came. I did well. I did better than I thought, you know, or I overcame. I overcame, like, my fatigue or my weak mind that day. It's all the little things that I love about this, you know. It's all, watch, especially, like, I was in Johnny Tokos tonight, watching the kids just learn. They're just young kids, you know, they don't even know how to turn over their hip yet, you know, on a punch. You know, and then watching the little kids spar. Yeah, I love it. So it's the whole lifestyle I love. This is my life. This will be my life forever.
Yeah, that's what's so cool about it is because I've never heard you speak so articulate about the sport. That's what makes me realize that you truly have found a place to call home, and you truly found a place to become a true world champion. You know, Christine, I wish you the best of luck April 6th against Britton Hart. It's going to be a tremendous fight. I think you're a hell of a warrior. And I will go. I'm sorry, Britton, but I will go. I got to take the side of my homie, Christine. I've been there too long. I apologize, but I think you have what it takes, along with many others in the sport, to become a world champion. And I think that's your destiny. You know, my friend, I'm honored you took the time out of your running to do the show with me tonight. I'm honored that you always come on my show each and every time. You know, but I do want to ask you one more thing, because, and then I'll hand the mic to you. You know, in this journey in bare knuckle, you know, I know you've had many in your journey in life, but in this journey in bare knuckle, If you had to sit back and thank those who pushed you, prodded you, whispered those words of intent in your ear when you needed to step in that squared circle, what would you say to those people and thanks?
Well, I just got to thank BKSS specifically and AJ because they restored me. They brought me back to life pretty much, you know. Kylie Fulmer, David Hayes, Doobie Cooper, Rocky Marzan, Stan, Dorian, just all BKSS, all the guys in One Kicks Gym, man, all these guys, they literally like blew air into like life into me again and brought that savage out again in me, that warrior. I always have it. But I kind of lost hope for a second there. And, and my wife and all my sponsors, Scott Fetrow, my best friend, I talk to every day. I call a million times a day and listen to my shit. You know, just all these people that just stand by me and support me just to see me succeed and just to see me be happy. You know, it's a real unity. It's a real family, and I've never experienced it, and I'm so grateful for One Kicks Gym and Black Clover Striking Systems. This is what the team I've always wanted, that I've always needed, and I'm unbreakable now, and it's a scary thing because people are gonna get hurt.
Yeah, and I love that Rocky Marzan. I've had him on the show. He just had another win too, didn't he?
Yeah. He did.
That kid's a beast, man. You know.
Oh,
Coach Dewey's doing it big. He's created a new aspect of you, Christine, that I'm so happy to see. Like I said earlier, the world is going to be yours, you know. And tell Rocky I said what's up. Tell Chris I said what's
all right.
up. But I'm gonna pass the mic to you. If there's any sponsors you want to add, any social media sites, or just anything else you want to add to the program before I let you go, the honor has truly been mine. The floor is yours, Christine.
Thank you. I want to thank Bad Apparel. Larry Jones, Sin City Vapor, Scott Fetrow, Black Cobra Striking Systems, One Kicks Gym, just all the guys that have upcoming fights. I have my whole team that's going to Germany for world titles in April. Just good luck to all of them. Just my family, my friends, you, Don, thank you for having me on. I appreciate everything. I'm glad that you did call me. I didn't know I was going to be able to talk like that when I was running. So I'm glad it came on. I always love talking to you. I just didn't think I could, you know, like talk, you know, it would be like too much background or something, but man, thank you for having me on. I love speaking with you. I love our conversations every time we speak. That's pretty much it.
Oh, I appreciate that. You know, you pretty much are family, and you kind of stuck with me until I'm gone, you know, and I'm glad to go on that ride with you, you know.
Thank you.
Best of luck to you, man. I really want to see you do tremendous on April 6th. Like I said before, Britton Hart, I'm sorry, but I got to go with my girl. I mean, she's family. I can't pick between blood. I mean, I'll probably end up interviewing you, but I still got to go with family. But Christine, thank you for blessing my show, and thank you for taking the time while you're running to share who you are with my listeners. It's always an honor and a privilege to have you on my show, my friend. I truly wish
you
the best of luck. Thank you for coming on. You have a tremendous evening, buddy.
All right, you too. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Christine Ferreira. I knew her before in the Muay Thai world, and then I met her in her Invicta debut, and I shot that fight when she beat Rachel Ostovich. And I saw a young fighter that was kind of really hadn't found her place yet. You know, one of my trainers, striking coaches, I used for Marcus Cerso when I used to manage fighters. That's how I met Christine. And, you know, I'm so glad she got with Dewey Cooper, and Bare Knuckle Fighting Championships reached out to her because she truly has found her home, and she truly will be a world champion, and I'll put money on that. You know, I back that girl till the cows come home, not just because she's a friend, but because the pride, the passion, and the perseverance, and the integrity of that young lady. She truly rocks. If you haven't looked at her career, I suggest you do. With that being said, I want to thank my sponsors, Finished MMA, Juan Martinez, Cut Man for Hire with Jacob Stitch Duran, and Juan Ramirez, the 86ers.net with Alfred and Freddie, and last but not least, Bite Me Mouth Guards with Joe Rice, one of the best mouth guards in the business. You know, it's an honor to be able to interview these Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship fighters. Dave Feldman is a hell of a dude. You know, I'm not blowing smoke up anybody's ass. Dave really did reach out to me and say, give me your address, because he wanted to help me in this travesty in my life right now. I got a surgery planned, went to the surgeon today, We're going to get that taken care of, and then I'll get my hand operated on, and hopefully I'll get feeling back in my thumb again, and we'll be able to shoot. Don't count me out. You know, people want to count me out sometimes, and it just makes me work that much harder. With that being said, I want to thank Bare Knuckle Fighting Championships, Dave Feldman, Nate Shook, and the whole crew. Man, I love the fighters. I love what you're doing in the sport. You truly are, Dave Feldman, you truly are an exception when it comes to a promotion. You truly are showing the world what it means to do the fighters right. With that being said, have a good night. Damn, here I go. Damn, right here. The man, right here.